No.
Crossing a Mishle. Mishle is to be understood on many different levels. That's why it's Mishle. So there's a simple pshat of Mishle. But then it wouldn't be Mishle. Mishle means to be understood as a marshal. So there's a simple way of understanding it, and then the broader way of understanding it. We began with Parak Lamed, the very Ogul Ben Yoke. And all the different sense that dealing with these two gentlemen, Yisiel and Uchol. We want to understand the secrets of the universe. And he tells them, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the universe, Yesh Me'ayim, with a chokhmah niflaa that's beyond our understanding. According to some, no one understood it, the Gemara says. The others, Rebbe Shiftei Kohen and Moshe Rabbeinu understood it. But it's beyond us. And it's nothing, and therefore we have to admit that there is something that we will not understand, so we don't get into it. Then he says, "Kol imra shalkat srufa, Torah is pure." What does srufa mean? Another posit says it's Mizuka Shivasayim. If I take pure Torah, and it's only pure Torah, then Mizuka Shivasayim gives me an understanding of the entire world. It gives me an understanding of the entire world. Because Torah was the blueprint of the world. That's how Mishle began. And therefore, Torah doesn't contradict the world. Person keeps Shabbos, you're going to have Parnassah. Keep Shemitah, you're going to have Parnassah. But someone asked me a question, a very valid question. Pasuk says about Shemitah, there's a guaranteed Parnassah. Does it happen? It doesn't happen. And if it happens sometimes, so why can a person say it? Suppose it says, Mogen hu lachosin. First criterion you have to have is it's only going to have that mitzvahs have certain positive impact on a person. In ruchnius and gashmius, but only if you deeply believe it and accept it. Be it Shemitah, be it Shabbos. Suppose it says, I varach hukim is yom ha-shvi, I kadesh also. So Chazal tell us, what's the bracha? There are two portions of mon fell erev Shabbos. I kadesh also, that no mon fell on Shabbos. I varach. It means, I so concerned. After all, how are they going to eat if they're not going to get one in Shabbos? There's a bracha in Shabbos. And that bracha in Shabbos means you're not going to lose by Shabbos. But it happens to everybody. Pasuk says, Mogen hu, lachosim bo. Al tosef al dvarav. There is Bal Tosef. It means I have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Taryag Mitzvahs. Not 612, not 614. Al Tosef means something else also. Rabbi asks a question. Al Tosef kind of had extra mitzvahs. How do Chazal add extra things? And the answer Rambam says is because you always have to make very clear what is the ikki, what is the rice, what is the drabonin, what is the minik. And to confuse that is going to lead to devastating consequences. Medrash says, Rav Marishan told Chav about the Yetzer Hadas. He told her, don't eat it and don't touch it. HaKadosh Baruch says, don't eat it because it's having devastating consequences. When he told her, don't touch it, it'll have devastating. And the Nochash pushed her against it. She tells her, weren't devastating consequences? Therefore, she threw off the whole thing. One has to always understand in life what's Ikir and what's Tafel. And confusion of Ikir and Tafel is one of the biggest problems people have in life. And you'll see, says the Gra, that the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did I say? Let's take Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised the person who keeps Shabbos that he'll give him a bracha. Now that bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised that he keeps Shabbos. You'll see, I'll do something extra. And then it doesn't happen. I'll be nechzavta. I'll get frustrated. If you read all the placards out there, then if you say the Tfilas HaShalach on Erev Rosh Chodesh, all the Otsa Shemayim are going to open up for you. And you see, it doesn't happen. So then you become frustrated, and you stop doing mitzvahs in general. Now comes to something very important. We discussed it last week, but the Gemara goes into much greater detail. There are two things. Yes, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One midas emes. And the other is not being too rich or too poor. Al titenli, don't give that to me. Pen hatrifeni lechem chulki, give me what I need. Talk about money. Talk about other things as well. I mean, this is mushal. But they combine is the midas emes with all of this. Yes, it's possible to have incredible money. But it's unbelievable in the sight. It's impossible to be incredibly poor. It's unbelievable in the sight. And he's saying here that unless a person is absolute with his midas emes, then something may be too big. And even with that midas emes, it may be too big. Now money is a blessing and it's a curse. Problem with it is a person can become so preoccupied with himself, with power, and also it says, "V'ram levavcha," gives you ego. V'shachachtos Hashem alka, forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also here it says, "Ben esba v'chichashni," I'll be so satisfied with myself. I'll deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think I run the world. V'marti, I'll say, "Mi Hashem." He's not running the world. I'm running the world. People with money feel they understand everything. Their money. They have it all. And the hachno that's necessary for a Jew to go through life, it's hachno to people who know more Torah than they do, hachno to people, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hachno to Chazal. And that is, on the one hand, the sign of ocean leads to gaiva and lack of hachna to the Torah, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Lomdei Torah, and the like. Upeni varish, I'll be too poor. Uganafti, the tofasti shem lokoi. On the simple, it says, I'm too poor, like Eof. Maybe I'll complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll say, yeah, I'm doing all these mitzvahs, fine, rewarding. And I'll say, you know, I'll deny Hashkacha Pratis. That's one. The Gros says, it can be applied also to Lomdei Torah. Too much Torah, little Torah, really too much Torah. What's too much Torah? So he said, I have to go back to Shov Udvachotov Harachik Mimene. What did Chazal say? If you learn Torah without your Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm not interested. Kol Shechachmoso Merubi Mimaisov, Mimaisov Merubi Chachmoso. He says, for certain people, they learn Torah because they want to get something out of it. He says, the Pneos. Pneos, Lukanta. It serves their ego, enables them to down other people. Or also the reasons, ulterior motives people have when they learn Torah. That's Shov. Yeah. He says, Omen and Pneos. Who Nikro Shov? Shabashash Nimudo? Ovon Tomun Bechubo Ubelibov Mirmo. While he's learning, he's busy thinking what he's getting out of it. And then he'll manipulate the Torah in order to get the maximum that he can out of it. Shani, Shlomi Belishim Pneo. Shachach Horish Matoru Posek Meluma, but he stops learning. Say we also believe Benu Ahavosov Yeroso of the Bled of Sholem. Man Lonigalarik won't come to nothing. Lonelid Lebahola, we won't give birth to confusion. Sometimes Torah leads to nothing. For all you're learning, you're busy thinking, what am I getting out of it? And so your Torah is not real Torah. Because you'll manipulate the Torah and twist the Torah in order to see how you're going to get the maximum out of it. But there are others. And therefore you get lorik. What produces confusion? It says, Perish, Behola, there is Shov, a woman who doesn't give birth. Then there is Behola, you give birth and you bury what you gave birth to. You stop learning. Why should a person stop learning? The Pasuk says, Yiras Hashem Tahora Omedes Lo'ad. Shalom B'Yiras Hashem Yishbo Shnei Milos. She Tahora Shas Halimud. Ve'Embos Halimud Shum Pnea Omedes Lo'ad. Omedes Lo'ad is two things. It says, if I learn Torah sincerely with Yerushalayim, that's my goal. My goal in Torah is to know Torah and to have Yirat Shamayim, and it's Omed es Lo'ad. It stays with me forever, and I'll keep learning from it. Okay. And that's the whole parak of Tehillim about Lomdei Torah. V'choch musar evilim bodu, emotionam. Okay. Kshiyesh bo Yirat Shamayim, it stays with him. Okay. Okay. Then he says more than that. Rosh Vash. Hamotzer v'hamuot. Too much and too little. Neither are good. Even in Divrei Chochma. Now there are two types of Divrei Chochma. We live in a world It believes in knowledge. Knowledge is sacrosanct. The Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara says that Chizkiyahu HaMelech Gona Sefer Refuos. Now what are the Sefer Refuos? So if you take a look in them in various Rishonim, the Sefer Refuos, Shlomo HaMelech B'Chachmos HaMeruba had a book. Excuse me, Rabbi Greenspan. Yehi Or. Ein Or Ela Torah. He says, Sefer Refuos, B'Chachmos HaMeruba, he understood all the illnesses of the world and had remedies, natural remedies for everyone. And certain medications for each different illness. And that was in a Sefer Refuah. But there are certain very powerful medications, some very powerful substances. If they fell into the wrong hands, there was a lot of damage. So Chizkiyahu HaMelech, together with the Sanhedrin, confronted an issue. There was the Sefer Refuah, and people could use these to get better. But those substances fell into some bad hands and were being abused and misused and causing a lot of destruction. What do you do? So the king had the power, Sanhedrin had the moral authority, Gonei Sefer Refuos. But sometimes certain knowledge is dangerous and it has to be suppressed. No, knowledge is not always good. And that is, and knowledge of Torah is not always good. Depends what you do for it. It depends within whom it is. Knowledge of Torah that is in the wrong hands can mislead people, can mislead the person himself, can destroy people, can destroy the person himself. Under what circumstances is knowledge of Torah dangerous? Too much knowledge of Torah dangerous. Give an example. Many years ago, it was, I forget, either in 1983, 1984, that a very brilliant young man commented. Ego unlimited. He was talented. Another talented person. He, after a year and a half here, his parents decided that they didn't like some of our hashkafas here, so they moved him to Yeshiva X. Yeshiva known for Torah without Yerushalayim. Okay. And subsequently went, he developed. Okay. He spent a lot of time learning Torah, but his parents were interested in putting him in places that were absolutely devoid from any Yerushalayim. He is one of the two Rosh Yeshiva today of Open Orthodoxy. You read what he writes. He uses all his knowledge of Torah to twist Torah, to destroy Torah, to undermine Torah. Very dangerous. Even though it's technically an Orthodox head of the Talmud division. He should have as there began in Satmar for, I don't know how he, his family left Satmar. He went to Yeshiva in the United States, well known for high level learning, devoid of Yerushalayim. He went to the top yeshivas here and top here and top there. He's the shutter of this. The fact that they have so much Torah and totally devoid of Yerushalayim enabled them to create a twisted version of the Torah to try to sell it and confuse people. Too much Torah. If they didn't know so much, it would be better. It would be much better. So Torah has to come. Chazal tell us, Torah without Meisim Tovim, Torah without Midas Tovim, to be very dangerous. So Torah has growth in Torah. Yes. And without a parallel growth in the Shemayim and Midas, you can have some destroy a person. Destroy the world. That's what the growth says first. Even in Kol Shechokmo, so Kodemes Liyereschito, and Chokmo Meskayem. Kol Shechokmo, so Merubim and Maisov. And Chokmo Meskayem. But it has been Yereschait and Maisim Tov. Gam Kenen Tov, Kenim Be'enov. But the person himself, if he destroy him. And a person who has, on the other hand, has a lot of meisim, maybe a lot of, begins a lot of Yerushalayim, but doesn't have a Havana Satorah, also, Imat Chochmos, of a Kotzicho, Ad She'enu Mevin, Amitius Devei Torah, you don't believe, you don't understand the truth of Torah. It's not also Torah. And he thinks it's not really no real chachma here. And after a while, you don't respect it. Some people begin highly motivated, but unless you can respect the chachma satara, you're going to just throw it away. And you go to chachmos hagoyim of the avodah zarah. And you end up. One of the dangers of people who don't have adequate Chochmas HaTorah and don't learn to respect the unbelievable Chochmah that exists within Torah, it's because the world, they get impressed, the world's impressed, the whole academic world. And press for the academic world, I'll say, okay, there's no real chachma here, I'll go there. And you begin to adopt all of their views and all their attitudes and the like. And that's very dangerous. One of the reasons I wrote my book, Torah Chazal and Science, is what is the reason that there's so much confusion? So much confusion is people don't appreciate the unbelievable chachma that's within the Torah. And it's an unbelievable chachma that's greater than any chachma in the world. Never exposed to the real chachma of Torah. You're not exposed to the real chachma of Torah. And then the world talks about, oh, building atom bombs, reaching the moon, and all sorts of great philosophies and theories and the like. If you can't respect the chachma of Torah, you'll see the real chachma lies elsewhere. And Ivarish will oven Chochmos at Torah Machmose, Ele Chacha Chochmos Chitzonios, the Yalde Nochrim, and so both are dangerous, too much and too little. Ulanafti says, Pen Ezba Vichichashti Vamarti Mi Hashem, Yudke Vovke. Penny Varesh, I'll be poor, Gunavafti, Rotafasti, Shame Elokoi. So the Gemara asks a simple question, why is one Yudke Vovke and one is Elokim? He says, what's the difference between Yudke Vovke and Elokim? Yudke Vovke means, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, as the source of the entire Bria. He is the entire Bria emerged from him. He's the ongoing basis of all existence. And from him comes out everything. Now, that Havana of who and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is leads us to Hachna, towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu and towards the Torah. A person has tremendous amount of too much Torah and is lacking Midas, is lacking your Shemayim. He'll so manipulate the Torah, he'll deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pen Ivaresh Viganafti, someone who doesn't have Chochmas HaTorah and begins to respect all the Chochmas that lies elsewhere. So, what's going to happen to him? He'll say, Shem Elokoi, all sorts of other powers in this world will fall in love. What happened 200 years ago? People didn't respect the Chochmas HaTorah, went to all sorts of other places. And again, I pulled them in to how many of them became a Shemodim, converted to Christianity. In previous generations, other different religions, to begin to accept other powers in this world. And those powers are not only, let's say, Christianity, that Avodah Zarah, saying, you know, what is the essence of Avodah Zarah? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that parallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are other powers in this world. The power of science, the power of political science. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is limited by all the other rules that the intellectual world has come up with. Begin worshipping those as in the powers independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you don't see the unbelievable chokhmah that lies in the Torah. Now, the person goes on, Al Talshin Evid Al Adonov Ben Kalelcho V'Oshant. Don't squeal on an Evid to his master, because you never know. Evid is in bad terms with the master, and he did something wrong. Go tell the master. You never know, maybe the two of them are going to make up. And then the Eved will be in a position of power, and he'll come against you. Okay. What's that have to do with everything you saw? What's so big about this? So, here, who are we talking about? This Mitzvah Shembli Neder next week. We'll get into the Eved, what this is a marshal to in real life. Okay. Let's learn some bubble comments.